welcome to all my Late Night Mysteries listeners. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Today's episode is about an experience by a person who badly wanted a promotion so much that he was willing to seek a solution from less desirable sources. He did not believe that this method would work. One day, his dreams finally came true, but with terrible consequences. I am Wraith. This is Late Night Mysteries. You are listening to Listener's Tales Edition.
Disclaimer, this is a work of fiction. Any names, characters, businesses, places, events, or incidents are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
For today's episode, Baharin will read our listener's email. Hand over to you, Baharin.
Thank you, Wraith. Hi, everyone. I'm Baharin. In today's episode, I will read our listener's email who had shared with us. When we want to achieve something so badly, we will go to great lengths to get what we want. There are divine reasons why we are not fated to get what we most desire. But if we decide to turn to the black arts for a shortcut to achieve our outcome, then be prepared for the heavy price we must pay. This listener quotes, "Hello Late Night Mysteries, I am Camille, not my real name. This incident happened many years ago when I worked in a dynamic company in my late 20s. I am hardworking and always ready to help wherever I am needed. I got along well with my co-workers and my boss was happy with my work. So, when a promotion I was aiming for was unfairly given to someone else, I turned to the only thing I could think of then. The black arts. I did not understand this whole situation at all. I have been there for many years, contributing selflessly to the company, sometimes sacrificing my weekends to help ease the burden of my fellow co-workers. In the name of teamwork and for the company's betterment, I was the one they relied on whenever the need arose, every single time. So, it was a huge surprise when a new co-worker was suddenly given a promotion barely a month into the job, a promotion that was initially promised to me. It all started when my superior of many years, who was about to retire, recommended me for a promotion to lead our team of 30 staff. I had the qualifications and experience and was at the prime of my youth. The timing was perfect. As fate would have it, my supervisor died of a heart attack a few months before his official retirement. A new replacement came in, and that was when all my troubles started. This lady manager, let's name her May, was from another branch office. She's in her late 30s, single, slim built, pretty looking. But she was ruthless, demanding and always micromanaging. The only person she was civil to be her friend. Let's name him Joe, whom she had brought with him to the office and wasted no time in giving him the position that was originally meant for me. Of course, I was angry and bitter, so much so that I did not think far ahead about any consequences and only focused on getting my revenge. I seek the help of Ebomo to get a talisman, so that May would look at me in a more favorable light. The Bomo handed over a small yellow packet and gave me detailed instructions on using it. I had placed the small packet in an obscure corner of her office one morning when no one was around. 3 weeks went by. Nothing had changed. May was as crazy as ever. My work was rejected, and I was even humiliated by the other staff for a simple typo error. I was on the brink of depression until I met an old friend on the way home from work one day. I told him about May and my attempt at applying black magic on her, which I lamely added was a failure. My friend then recommended a better Bomo whom he swore would turn my life around. At that time, I felt that I had nothing to lose, so I agreed to see this Bomo. That weekend, the Bomo in question gave me a tiny oil bottle. I was instructed to use a tiny amount of it and casually apply it on May without her noticing. This could be tricky because, unlike the package, I need to be close to her to apply it to her. An opportunity came sooner than I expected. A few days later, my department held a buffet lunch to celebrate our improved sales performance. There was quite a crowd around the table, and I managed to get close enough to May to dab a smidge of oil at the edges of her hair that hung down her back. The move was subtle, and nobody saw what I did as everyone was too busy helping themselves with the food. I walked away, not in the least interested in joining the celebration. After the failure of my first attempt to put a hex in May, I was not confident of the outcome of my second attempt, so I was not prepared for what happened next. Early the next morning, May was at my table asking me unimportant things about my work. Her tone and manner differed greatly from what I was used to. Gone were her brusque and rude manner that seemed to look down on me. Instead, she talked softly and focused on me as if I were the center of her universe. She seemed reluctant to leave me, and I had to walk her to her own room just so that I could work in peace. That entire morning, she kept calling me into her room for unnecessary tasks. It was not long before she began to find fault with Joe. With a few phone calls, she somehow managed to convince the head office to transfer Joe out to another branch. Within a few weeks, I led the team with an increased paycheck. I was finally in that position that I had badly wanted. This was when things took a weird turn. While I relished the idea of being in that position, I did not feel comfortable with May hanging around me all the time. At first, I thought she was teaching me the ropes, but it soon became irritating because she refused to leave me alone. Word began to spread around my workplace. People began to talk about us, but I just chalked it down to their jealousy, since I felt that I earned my rights to this position. My initial happiness was short-lived when May started calling me at home to talk about nothing in particular. I entertained her for fear that I might lose my position, which continued for a few months. One night, exhausted after talking to May on the phone, I crawled into bed and was about to fall asleep when I heard May's voice calling out for me.
Come in. Open the window, come in.
I was shocked when I glanced at my closed window and saw a shadow of a woman standing in front of it. I closed the curtain, my body shaking all over. From then on, I began to fear for my life because I started seeing many shadows following my every move. Even in broad daylight, I will see images of May calling out to me. It was even worse at work. I could not perform my job properly with May hanging all over me. Things took a turn one night when I woke up in the middle of the night and saw May at the corner of my room with both hands reaching out for me. As I stared at her in horror, she slowly morphed into a decrepit, hideous old woman before eventually turning into a terrifying entity. The creature floated close to the bed, staring straight at me. I screamed in terror before fainting into a deep, dark oblivion. It took a long time for me to recover. My family brought me to see a healer who frowned at my usage of this oil to get the promotion that I wanted. They discovered the potion bottle and gave it to the healer to be disposed of properly. I resigned from my company while on the road to recovery. May was dismissed from her services as her inability to perform had affected the department's performance. Her long absence from work contributed greatly to this. I had often wanted to seek her out to ask for her forgiveness, but I could not reach out to her. Last I heard, she had flown overseas to live with a relative and was seeking help for her own condition. I regretted what I had done, all in the name of a promotion that did not last for long.
Come in.
After months of pain, I recovered and joined a multinational company. After hard work, I am grateful that I got promoted to senior consultant. I deeply regret my past actions and implore others to learn from my experience. Wrongdoings may seem trivial at first, but they can lead to severe consequences that could affect your life and the lives of those around you. Let my story serve as a cautionary tale to think before you act and choose a path of integrity and righteousness. Well, that's all I have shared. Thank you to Late Night Mysteries for reading till the end. Goodbye. Based on Camille's shared story, we all know what would happen if you reach for the things you're not supposed to touch. We keep telling ourselves that nothing will happen if we are careful. As the story goes, things did happen. Never ever resort to drastic measures like the black arts to get your instant gratification. It has dire consequences, no matter how careful you keep telling yourself you'll be. I'm Baharin. Thank you for listening. Well, it's time to hand it over to Wraith.
Thank you, Baharin. So guys, if you want to drop us feedback or have any stories to share, email us at latenightmysteries@gmail.com. Alternatively, you may send them to our Late Night Mysteries social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow and share our podcast on Spotify and all our social media platforms, as mentioned. Once again, I am Wraith. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Mysteries.